Let the police come to order. Any time there seems to be an error or something missing, each one of members would please bring to my attention. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, this is going to be, I think, additional proof as to the problem of bill stripping and title changing and the rest of it. We have here a Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 287, Judiciary. That was an act relating to domestic violence. And when we got done with it over here in the rules, it was a Senate Committee substitute, an act relating to displaced homemakers. Well, it would seem that way, Mr. President. And I appreciate your wit and humor, and I hope that it stands the same on this one. Because we get back over here on now we've eliminated the violence and put in displaced homemakers. Then we get over to the other calendar here, and we have one that properly should be the displaced homemakers, and that's how we got there. And all of a sudden, the title is taken away, and that's changed. So that now the violence is now homemakers, and the homemakers are now election campaigns. Now, it's very comical, but I think that anybody who wants to do business like that doesn't have any trust. I don't know how they could have the trust of the people. I really don't. And we brag so much about the committee system, and I know that the judiciary chairman, one of the members, or the other member, myself, we spent many long, hard hours on domestic violence and trying to work that into shape that was a compromise with everybody. And it is a bill that is of considerable interest to a lot of people in this state. In fact, you hear about what is the major number one problem in the state, according to the Commissioner of Public Safety? Domestic violence. The courts are saying domestic violence. The governor is saying domestic violence. Several of the members on this floor are saying domestic violence. And when it gets up here, somebody changes it and puts something else in there that nobody else wants, that knows it's going to fail in the other house, it's going to cause a problem in some of the other areas. Why do we do that? I know it's to promote our self-enlightened interests, but if a bill can't stand on its own subject matter, and if it can't stand the committee process, then it should just be forgotten instead of trying to be piggybacked. And in order to get something that you want, you have to vote for a garbage pail. And that's not right. That's not the right legislative process. And sure, you're saying, well, listen to that old timer said stand up there, he's getting senile. Well, I'd rather be senile than dishonest in the approach to the legislature.
Mr. President, I would just simply point out to the chairman or the senator from Juneau that on the supplemental calendar is a bill titled Senate CS for House Bill number 99, an act relating to domestic violence, sexual assault, and crisis intervention and prevention programs. We'll be getting to that later in the calendar.
Only because we have a supplemental calendar and only because somebody was down twisting somebody's arm. That's the only reason we have it on there. And the individual's priority came out before the body's priority, or before the committee's priorities. And that is dishonest.
Rules, Chairman.
Mr. President, I don't think there's anything dishonest about it, of course. What it is legislating in the last day of the session and trying to get out of here and get back home in what has turned out to be an unreasonable amount of time. But I would point out to the members that when we get on down through the supplemental calendar, there's an act relating to a child care facility that has been changed dealing with the legislative council and the accession of the vice chairman of the council if it comes to that point. And I expect that the senator from Juneau will raise the same point when we get to that area.
It's very possible that I will, Mr. President. All I'm standing up for is a principle of what we're supposed to do under our rules and what we fashion the legislative process on. That's all. If the body desires, if the majority of the body, according to the rules, wishes to change the title and wishes to change the substance, there are a lot of times the bills are taken care of, resolutions are taken care of through funding methods, through the budgets themselves, and there's no problem with that. If the bill is a dead bill, if it's been used up, so to speak, in some other manner, nobody has the objection. Everybody on this floor recognizes that the problem or the proposal has been taken care of and accommodated in some other way. But just to take a bill that is still active and people have put in plenty of time, I'm sure that there are people in the legislature that have one bill and they spend all their time. Perhaps it could be a member of this body sending a bill over to the other body and spent all of his legislative session trying to reach a compromise and work out not only in his own body but the other one, to have somebody as a convenience eliminate the entire substance of his bill and put something in entirely different that isn't germane. Everybody knows it isn't germane, but it serves a purpose for an individual or a group of individuals, and not necessarily the majority.
You ready for the question? The question is, the Rules Committee substitute to House Bill number 287. Is that germane? All members voted. Then member wish to change their vote. Secretary will close the roll.
Roll shows 13 yeas, 3 nays.
Rules Committee substitute is germane. Senator Kelly, would you move the acceptance and substitute adoption?
Mr. President, I move an unanimous consent for the adoption of the Rules Committee substitute.
Objection, so ordered. Rules Committee substitute is adopted. Would Secretary read the bill?
Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill number 287, Rules by the Rules Committee, an act relating to displaced homemakers and providing for an effective date. I have an amendment by Senator Eliason to page 1, line 18. Delete the word unpaid, insert unsalaried.
That's unanimous consent. Object. Amendments adopted. You better move the amendment as well, please.
I'm sorry. My apologies. I didn't move the amendment. Wasn't moved. I move the amendment. That's unanimous consent, Mr. President.
Objection. So ordered.
There are no other amendments.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 287 be advanced to third reading in place for final passage.
Objection. So ordered. Secretary will move.
Senate Committee substitute for CS for House Bill 287, Rules, amended Senate, an act relating to displaced homemakers and providing for an effective
date. The question. The question is called for. The question is, shall House Bill 287, amended, pass the Senate? You proceed voting. All members voted. If any member wishes to change his or her vote, Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 2 nays.
House Bill 287 is passed. Of course.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Objection, so our effective date clause has been adopted.
Mr. President, I give notice of my intent to reconsider House Bill 287.
Notice of reconsideration has been accepted.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and my reconsideration be taken up at this time.
Not objection. Secretary reads House Bill 287, amended.
Senate CS for House Bill 287, Rules, amended Senate, an act relating to displaced homemakers and providing for an effective date on reconsideration.
Ready for the question?
Question.
The question is, shall House Bill 287, amended, pass the Senate? All members have voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 2 nays.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause has been adopted.
That finishes the morning calendar.
Secretary of Senate, this finishes this day's calendar.
That finishes this morning's calendar.
Calendar is adopted. The next item will be consideration of the supplemental calendar.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the supplemental calendar be adopted.
Without objection, supplemental calendar has been adopted. Rules Chairman.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 298 be returned to the Rules Committee.
Without objection.
And that House Bill 26 be sent to the bottom of the calendar.
Without objection. First item on the supplemental calendar. Sponsor substitute House Bill 43 amendment. Secretary, please read the bill.
Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 43, financed by the Finance Committee. An act relating to child care facilities and child care assistance and providing for an effective date.
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent that House Bill 43 be moved to the bottom of today's calendar.
Objection. Next item on the daily calendar, House Bill 91.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 91, finance amended by the Finance Committee. An act relating to domestic violence, sexual assault, and crisis intervention and prevention programs. The State Affairs Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute and do pass. Signed, Senator Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senator Stimson, Bradley, and Eliason. Senator Coletta signed the recommendation. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill and recommends do pass with amendments to the State Affairs Senate Committee substitute with a new fiscal note and reports it back as follows. Senator Park, Chairman, signed do not pass unless amended. Senator Stimson and Senator Fisher signed do pass. Senator Kelly signed no recommendation. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute State Affairs be adopted. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring, Senator Stimson, Dankworth, and Sackett. There is a committee substitute.
Committee substitute, Mr. State Affairs Chairman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that State Affairs Committee substitute for House Bill 91 be adopted.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary Reed, substitute.
Senate Committee substitute for CS for House Bill number 91, State Affairs, by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to domestic violence, sexual assault, and crisis intervention and prevention programs. There is an amendment number 1 by the HES Committee on page 4, lines 21 and 22. Page 4, line 21, after the word defendant, delete, or a person related within a second degree by blood or marriage to the defendant.
Senator Parr, move the amendment. Move the amendment.
Mr. President, that amendment was to the State Affairs Commission. I think it's appropriately replaced with the
Division of East.
I'm asking you, I think they made the changes there.
We adopted the State Affairs Committee substitute.
Oh, I'm sorry. State Affairs Committee substitute. Yes. Mr. President, I move the HES Committee amendment.
Motion before you, yes, and
ask unanimous consent, Mr. President.
There being no objection, the amendment's adopted. Are there further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Senator Rohde?
Yes. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 91 be advanced to third reading and placed for final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Did the Secretary read the bill in third reading?
Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 91, State Affairs amended Senate, an act relating to domestic violence, sexual assault, crisis intervention, and prevention programs.
House Question. Bill 91 amended before you for discussion debate.
Question.
Question called for. The question is, shall House Bill 91 amended pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If all members voted, the Secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 1 nay.
So House Bill 91 amended has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, I get notice of my intent to reconsider House Bill 91.
Notice of reconsideration has been accepted.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and my reconsideration of House Bill 91 be taken up at this time.
Being no objection, your reconsideration is being taken up at this time. Secretary, read the bill in third reading.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 91, State Affairs Amended Senate, an act relating to domestic violence, sexual assault, and crisis intervention and prevention programs on reconsideration.
Question.
House Bill 91 as amended. Question's been called for. You may proceed to vote. Does anyone wish to change their vote? All members voted. Secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 16 yeas, one nay.
House Bill 91 has passed the Senate. The next item on the daily calendar. Rules, Chairman. We'll be at ease. Senate Police go back to order with the Secretary revert to reports of special committees. Without objection.
June 24, the second pre-conference committee considering CS for Senate Bill Number 50, LNC Unemployment Insurance, and House CS for Senate Bill Number 50 rules recommends that pre-conference committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 50, an act relating to unemployment insurance and providing for an effective date, be adopted. Signed, Senator Kelly, Chairman, Senators Sturzulski and Coletta. Representative Betters was chairman, and Representative Bilsma. Representative Brown did not sign.
That special committee report, the conference committee report, will be before you when we return. I believe that this is the time to wait House messages, any possibilities of extra supplemental work, and so on. So if the majority leader would recess us to a call of the chair approximately 5 p.m., I suppose.
First, Mr. President, let me withdraw my reconsideration of House Bill 121 that Senator Elias and that matter has been all taken care of. So I would request that my reconsideration be withdrawn on that bill.
Yes.
Again, the time, Mr. President, that you wish to recess?
About an hour, about a quarter to six.
Right. Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in recess until approximately 5:45.
Recess. Order. Without objection, I will go to unfinished business for a moment. Under a resolution that has passed, House Concurrent Resolution 24, which is an extension of the Rural Education Attendance Area Budget Oversight Committee, there were several key amendments giving direction to that bill by Hess. In any event, the bill has passed and signed. I'll point again Senator Frank Ferguson, Terry Stimson, and Bob Mulcahy to that interim committee. I think it may be the sole interim committee that doesn't function through the system. We will revert to, are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages.
Are there messages from the House?
Message of June 24, the Speaker discharged the pre-conference committee considering HCS-CSSGR-4 finance amended House. Amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to limiting increases in appropriation and the committee substitute. The Speaker has appointed the following House members to a second pre-conference committee. Representative Halford, Chairman, Representative Bettesworth, and Representative Malone.
This is one of the unicameral aspects of our bodies. Speaker can discharge the committee. We have no choice to accept the discharge. The new free conference committee will be Senator Ray, Senator Gilman, Senator Ferguson. We will ask that they attempt to meet in 30 minutes, briefly at least. At this stage, are there other messages from the House?
There are no other messages from the House.
Reports of standing committees? No. Are there reports of special committees?
We have the special committee reports that we read several hours ago. Would you like to bring those up?
I would like to bring them up. I would like to hold the budget message till we have a larger gathering here. Everybody is still in various conferences, I think. Please bring up some of the other messages because we don't have that much time.
Free Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 50, Unemployment Insurance. Effective date. Signed, Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senator Sturzulski and Coletta. Representative Bettesworth, Chairman, Representative Bilsma, Representative Brown did not sign.
Senator Rohde, do you wish to move free conference committee on Senate Bill 50? It's had two free conferences. Almost everybody in the Senate's been on that committee by now.
Mr. President.
Senator Ziegler.
Before Senator Rohde moves the adoption, I would suggest we wait till at least one of the free conferees is here. Senator Kelly, Senator Sturgill-Lewski, and Senator Coletta, I'd like to know exactly what they did, if anything, to the prior versions.
Senator Ray, do you have a comment?
No. If we want to get this business done, I suppose that the next thing, if we're going to vote on the budget and the rest of it, we better place a call on the Senate and get them in here and be done with it.
I think so.
We have a call the Senate placed. There was no motion before us that all material be swept on that subject. Senator Rohde has given his notice of reconsideration of House Bill 121. Do we have a call of the House on this item?
No, sir.
There is no call?
Mr. President, I would move and at the end of the consent the rules be suspended and my reconsideration of House Bill 121 be taken up this time.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 121, Rules Amended Senate. An act relating to the public employees, teachers, judicial, National Guard, and elected public officers' benefits, and providing for an effective date on reconsideration.
Are you ready for the question?
Question.
The question is, on reconsideration, shall the committee substitute for House Bill 121 amended be adopted? You may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? I'll change my vote. Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 15 yeas.
House Bill 121 has been adopted. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date in Section 56.
Without objection.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date in Section 57.
Without objection.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date in Section 58.
Without objection. Effective date clauses are adopted. Senator Gilman.
Do we have any ease, please?
We'll be at ease.
Let me send over then?
Yes.
Okay.
There has been a verbal communication.
Parliamentary inquiry, Mr. President.
You have the floor.
There appears to be some disagreement. To my memory, there isn't a call of the House.
There's no call of the House. There was a call of the House suggested, but not one formally placed. Right. Am I wrong?
That's right.
Now, there was a communication brought to me by two members of the House stating that the Senate amendments to Senate Bill 31, or the, presumably the Senate amendments to House Bill 31, the lands bill, that's the case, have not been accepted by the House, that a free conference committee and that report are coming. Because of the lateness of the date, I'm going to assume that to be correct. Hence, we will have to have a motion not concurring or...
Failing to recede.
Please state it.
Failing to recede.
Failing to recede on that bill. Would you take that up this time? The Senate, the motion is to recede from the Senate amendments so that we can solve that problem.
Mr. President, I would move that the Senate recede from its amendments to House Bill 31 and request the body to vote no.
Senator Ziegler.
I object to this procedure, Mr. President. You know we're skimping on the rules and the procedures to save time. If we're going to do it, let's do it correctly. Let's wait till we get the official message, not verbatim.
Your point's well taken. We'll forget the whole issue. Proceed.
Mr. President, I withdraw my motion.
Senator Victor Fisher.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent. We revert to introduction of guests.
Without objection, we revert to introduction of guests.
Mr. President, I would like to introduce a charming young lady in the gallery behind me by the window, Vanessa Dietrich. Vanessa?
Yeah. They're both doing the basic. Which one?
Yes. Secretary, do we have further special committee reports this time?
We have a pre-conference committee report considering Senate Bill Number 524 and the House Committee Substitute, recommending pre-conference committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 524, an act relating to taxes and providing for an effective date to be adopted. Signed, Senator Ray, Chairman, Senators Dankworth and Bennett, Representative Halford, Chairman, Representative O'Connell, Representative Gardner, signed, do not pass.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move the pre-conference committee report for Senate Bill 524 be adopted.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the pre-conference committee report on Senate Bill 524 be adopted? You may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change their vote? I'll change my vote. Any member wish to change their vote?
I'll change my vote, Mr. President.
Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 2 nays, and 1 excused.
The conference committee report's been adopted. Are there further reports of special committees?
The second pre-conference committee report considering Senate Bill Number 50, Unemployment Insurance and House Committee Substitute, recommends, with a fiscal note attached, that pre-conference committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 50, relating to unemployment insurance and providing for an effective date, be adopted. Signed, Senator Kelly, Chairman, Senator Sturgiluski and Coletta, Representative Bettisworth, Chairman, Representative Bilsma, Representative Brown did not sign.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move that the second pre-conference committee report for Senate Bill 50 be adopted.
Question is, the pre-conference committee report for Senate Bill 50 be adopted. You may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Does any member desire to change the vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 2 nays, 1 excused.
Pre-conference committee reports adopted. Secretary may proceed.
The only other pre-conference committee report I have is the budget. Do you wish that read?
I do.
The pre-conference committee considering CS House Bill 50 Finance Effective Date Bill Budget and the Senate Committee Substitute on this bill recommends pre-conference committee substitute for House Bill Number 50, making special appropriations for loans, loan subsidies, and a loan guarantee, amending Chapter 50, Session Laws 1980, and Chapter 120, Session Laws 1980, repealing certain subsections of Chapter 120, Session Laws 1980, transferring an appropriation made in Chapter 16, Session Laws 1981, changing lapse dates and prior appropriations, appropriating for the operating and capital expenses of the state government, effective date be adopted. Signed, Senator Bennett, Chairman, Senator Sackett, Senator Fertula, Representative Adams, Chairman, Brian Rogers, signed, no recommendation, Representative Montgomery.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move that the pre-conference committee report for House Bill 50 be adopted by the Senate.
Question is, shall the pre-conference committee report be adopted? Senator Parr has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I appreciate the work that the conference committee has done on this, but I'd like to express at least my own views, one disappointment I have. At the very end of the conference committee, as I understand, a number of the other bodies proposed a cross-board reduction in the number of categories and personnel services. And unfortunately, that hits hardest, Mr. President, at the university. Mr. President, I think it's worth pointing out that we are now beginning the second year of roughly a 40% raise for public school education across the state, $504 million general fund money, and that's general fund only, and they got cut $832,000. The university had $126 million of general fund money. They got cut of that same money, over $3 million, plus getting cut some more, so a total of $5.2 million. And Mr. President, I saw a little item in the paper the other day, one of the census reports, and it indicated which states had shown the greatest increase in the number of college graduates in their populations in recent years since the last census. Mr. President, Alaska was not one of those states. in today's world, knowledge is power. And we simply are going to have to, with our small population, make certain that we have the very best higher education system we can possibly have. And the university makes a good target. And having been on this faculty there, I know that sometimes they deserve it. But I hope that next year we come back up to this, that we're going to take a much harder look at the university and perhaps a much more critical look at the public school system in the state. That's where the big increases have been going, not the university. And you need both components to have a good education system.
For further debate, Senator Fisher.
Mr. President, I rise for a question, not debate. We were distributed copies of memorandum from J.H. Hogan to Representative Adams and Senator Bennett regarding errata in the pre-conference report, and I was just wondering what the status of this memorandum is and whether we have to pay attention to it or what.
June 24, 1981, the following corrections and additions to the pre-conference committee substitute for House Bill 50 are called to your attention. Page 84, line 21, page 87, lines 22 and 23. This is attached to the pre-conference committee report. I assume it would be adopted at this time with the conference committee report. Is that right?
Yes. Senator Rohde, the motion was placed. Are you ready for the question?
Question.
Is there a letter of intent separate?
There is also attached a letter of intent, which is mentioned in the pre-conference report.
I think we'll move on the letter of intent. We withdraw Senator Rohde's motion. We replace the motion, Senator Bennett.
Move the letter of intent, ask unanimous consent.
Without objection, letter of intent has been adopted. Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, I would move that the pre-conference committee report for House Bill 50 be adopted by the Senate.
Question is, shall the pre-conference committee report in House Bill 50 as amended pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Will the Secretary close the roll?
The roll shows 19 yeas, one excused.
The conference committee report for House Bill 50 has passed the Senate. Are there further special committee reports?
There are no other special committee reports, but I do have a message from the House on House Bill 31.
Very good. Will the, without objection, we'll revert to messages from the House.
Message of June 24, 1981, 5:50 p.m. The House has failed to concur with the Senate amendment to CS House Bill 31, Finance Amended, Management of State Land, namely Senate Committee Substitute, Management, Disposal, and Use of State and Municipal Land, and respectfully requests the Senate to recede from this amendment. In the event the Senate does not recede, the Speaker has appointed the following members to a free conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate. Representative Byrne, Chairman, Representative Barnes, Representative Freeman.
Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move that the Senate recede from its amendments to House Bill 31 and request the Senate to vote no.
That's correct. The question is, shall the Senate recede from its amendments? You may proceed to vote. Anybody desire to change their vote? Have all members voted? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 18 nays, one excused, and one absent.
So the Senate has not receded. The House will be so informed, and the free conference committee with powers of free conference shall be Senator Dankra, Senator Bennett, Senator Gilman. We will have a brief at ease very shortly to allow those free conference committees to have an opportunity to meet at least. Are there any more messages from the House or any other message from the governor? Any items?
The House has concurred in the Senate amendment to committee substitute for House Bill number 110 Hess, Wichee Student Exchange Program. Namely, the Senate, and thus, Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 110 Finance, an act relating to the Wichee Student Exchange Program and providing for an effective date, has been adopted by the House.
Senator Ziegler.
Prior to recess, Mr. President, I wish to withdraw my reconsideration on H.J.R. number 17.
I give notice of my intent to reconsider HJR 17.
Notice of intent has been placed.
Mr. President.
Yes, Senator Ziegler.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and we take up the motion to reconsider as a special order of business prior to recess.
Objection.
Objections noted. The reconsideration by another member, I don't think. If there's any objection, we won't take up reconsideration.
Mr. President, could we have a 10-second at ease, please?
We'll be at ease. At this time, House Joint Resolution 39.
Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 39 passed by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, urging a continuing commitment by the federal government for the support and encouragement of the arts. The Rules Committee considered this resolution and recommends that it be replaced with a SCSCSHGR 39 rules and be placed on today's calendar with a letter of intent. There is a Senate Committee substitute.
To the Senate Committee substitute by rules, Senator.
Mr. President, the Senate Rules Committee substitute is handed out separately on everybody's desk, as is the letter of intent. I would move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the Rules Committee substitute.
Object.
Objection's been noted. Senator Ziegler.
I raise the issue as to whether or not we're germane again, and I'd like to have the Rules Committee chairman explain to me exactly what's been done with the original and this one, or whether I'm totally off base or what.
You have the floor, Senate Rules Chairman.
Mr. President, the germaneness of the issue can be raised by any member, and we've established that precedent today, so I suspect we should just call for the question at this time.
The item is understood. We'll be at ease. I apologize for driving, but we are trying to meet this collective deadline.
I think so.
Collectively set. The Senate will please come back to order. The issue of germaneness on the substitute to HJR 39 was raised. The question is, does the Senate suggest that this is germane? The question is, shall we? I apologize, gentlemen. Yes.
Is it germane?
Yes. The question is the Rules Committee substitute germane? You may proceed. All members voted. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Secretary, close roll.
The roll shows 12 yeas, 6 nays.
So the germaneness issue is settled and the Rules Committee substitute has been ruled germane. Would you move the Rules Committee substitute, Mr. Rules Chairman?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the Rules Committee substitute.
Without objection, so ordered. The Secretary read the bill.
Senate CS for CS for House Joint Resolution Number 39, second rules by the Rules Committee, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to limiting increases in appropriations.
Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that House Joint Resolution 39 be advanced to third reading and placed for final passage.
Objection, sorry. There is objection.
Is there a letter of intent?
There is a letter of intent.
We will withdraw the motion, Mr. Majority Leader.
I withdraw my motion, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the letter of intent be adopted.
Without objection, letter of intent has been adopted. Please replace your motion.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that House Joint Resolution 39 be advanced to third reading and placed for final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Would Secretary read the bill? Senator Sturgiluski, do you wish? Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for CS for House Joint Resolution Number 39, second rules, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to limiting increases in appropriations.
Before we have a discussion debate, Senator Sturgiluski was seeking the floor.
Yes, Mr. President, I think obviously it's important that we have a few words so the last hectic minutes here we can understand what's perhaps been happening. The Free Conference Committee, which was appointed by yourself, chaired by myself, and composed of Senators Coletta and Senator Kelly and I, have worked very diligently on this issue with the conferees from the House. Last evening, we had, in fact, the bill that you have before you was brought to a vote of the free conferees, and Representative, in fairness, Representative Montgomery was not present. Representative Freeman, Representative O'Connell, and the three Senate conferees voted in support of the wording that you see before you in H.J.R. 39. We were to get back this morning to consider the letter of intent to see that it carried out closely the actual wording in the the wording that you have before you. And apparently there has been a change in how the House or certain members of the House feel about the bill. We are faced with a commitment that apparently has been made some time ago that we would adjourn at 7 p.m. There does not seem to be, in the short time that we have before us, an ability to again go back to the bargaining table. We think it's important. We've certainly had the indication of the third floor that it's important that we pass a spending limitation. The one that you have before you is, in fact, a spending limitation. It is not a charade. It is not a game. We could rewrite, and I think over the course of the consideration of this bill in the various committees, we could rewrite it 20 different ways. I think what you have before you is a balanced bill. I think that it is one that the voters could well appreciate having before them, and I would urge your support of the bill as we have presented it.
Question.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate adopt House Joint Resolution 39? You may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one excused.
And so the Senate has adopted House Joint Resolution 39. At this stage, in order to allow the Free Conference Committee at least 20 to 25 minutes, Senator Coletta?
I'm sorry, Mr. President. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but can we have an at ease, please?
We'll be at ease. We have a reconsideration that is necessary technically. Yes, I'm 39. I believe the voting machine has run out of paper, so it'll have to be a roll call vote. Send us back to order. Mr. Majority Leader, would you give your reconsideration notice?
I give notice of my intent to reconsider House Joint Resolution 39.
Being no objection.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and my reconsideration of House Joint Resolution 39 be taken up at this time.
It is so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS, or CS, for House Joint Resolution Number 39, Second Rules, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to limiting increases in appropriations on reconsideration with the letter of intent.
Are you ready for the question?
Question.
Question is, shall committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 39 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, one excused, and two absent.
Senate is adopted. Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 39. I believe we can give a recess motion approximately 20 minutes.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent. We stand in recess for approximately 20 minutes.
Senator Ray?
There's quite a few of us that are looking directly at 7 o'clock, and so would you admonish the body to be available?
Yeah, that's what I
am. I think they'll all be back here in 20 minutes.
Okay.
Camera's gone. Then. Oh, no.
Some of us are, but I'm not. I'm excused.
Where's my water?
You have another calendar, sir.
I took very fast.
No, that's mine, and I want my cool cat glass back tomorrow.
What?
You're Daffy Duck. I'm Cool Cat. That's all I know.
Go!
Seth, please come back to order.
Secretary, do we have any items under messages from the other house or any communications?
Got it.
Go back to the supplemental calendar.
We have a message from the House dated June 24. The House has concurred in Senate CS for CS House Bill 460 Finance Amended Senate relating to taxes effective date with the following exception. Page 8, line 6, Section 28 is adopted with the exception of reference to Section 24, thus sending Senate Committee Substitute with an effective date amended by the House for consideration.
We'll just send a letter back and ask them to see from that failure to adopt effective date. We can claim that came all session and question the legality. Are there further messages?
There is a pre-conference committee substitute.
May I read it?
Pre-conference committee considered committee substitute for House Bill number 31, Finance Amended, Management of State Land, and Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 31, Finance Amended Senate, Management, Disposal, and Use of State and Municipal Land, recommends Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 31, Finance Amended Senate, as amended by the pre-conference be adopted, signed Senator Dankler, Chairman, Senator Gilman, Senator Bennett, Representative Byrne, Chairman, Representative Barnes, Representative Freeman did not sign. The amendment of the pre-conference is page 25, line 15, delete 1979, and in its place, insert 1981. On page 24, line 29, after the first of, insert the request for.
Committees of the legislature and the resources committee and the pre-conference committees are aware of this bill, well aware of the amendment. Is there objection taking the pre-conference committee up at this time? Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move the pre-conference committee report for House Bill 31 as amended be adopted.
Question is, shall the pre-conference committee for House Bill 31 be placed on board? Be adopted. Make your seat, Paul. Does any member wish to change the rule? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one excused.
So the pre-conference committee report has been adopted. Are there other items that you have on your desk from the House, communications, or messages from the governor?
We have some concurring messages from the House which I could read or just type into the journal if they're concurring.
You will write those into the journal.
I have some citations.
Well, we come to citations at this time. Please read them.
Citation honoring Judy Bixby and Tony Burrill, by all members of the legislature. A citation honoring Irene Cashin and staff by all members of the House. We have a citation in memoriam of the first session of the 12th Alaska Legislature.
Mr. President.
Senator Ziegler.
In the third paragraph on the in memoriam resolution, 161 should be changed to 163.
Grossman notes. Are there further citations? I think there's one to honoring Peggy Mulligan's staff.
Mr. President.
Senator Ziegler.
In connection with the latter citation, when we get down to Lorraine and then Sandra Perry Provost, I would suggest we insert, who was only slightly pregnant when we convened in January.
Mr. President.
Rules,
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate Secretary read the citation in memoriam, first session of the 12th Alaska Legislature.
I don't have the time, I object.
In memoriam, first session of the 12th Alaska Legislature.
We're not reading it. Are there further citations?
Not one yet.
Not this moment.
Okay. I have no other citations.
Peggy, there is one here. Apparently, you don't have a copy.
Well, this one says, honor.
Oh,
honoring Peggy Mulligan and her staff.
Just pull back the next time.
He said the word. We do have another citation. In memoriam, Robert Gerard Sands, March 9, 1954 to May 5, 1981.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the citation calendar be adopted.
Object. Object. Mr. President, we raised this point a few days ago, and I want to know how you get on record as not being in favor of any given citation, because I don't want to be shown as having endorsed the Sands resolution. And if the record can reflect that, and I ask unanimous consent that it so reflect, that's fine.
It shall reflect it under this circumstance. No vote, one resolution.
President,
also, I would reflect my name on it.
What is your statement, Senator?
I would withdraw my support of that resolution.
All right, Senator Rohde, the correct way then would be to move all those citations with the exception of that particular one first. Mr. President, I would move to ask unanimous consent that all citations except the Sands citation be adopted by the Senate. Ask unanimous consent. Without objection. Mr.
President, I move the Sands citation.
Object.
Objection is noted. The question is, shall the Sands citation be adopted? You may proceed to vote. Is the voting machine not working?
It's working now, sir.
Question is, so the Sands citation is out. You may proceed. No, good break now. Does any member desire to change or get our vote? Secretary Fuller.
The roll shows 4 yeas, 14 nays, 1 excused, and 1 absent.
Citation. Next item on the daily calendar. The Secretary, bring to my attention now items that have been set off.
We have two items which were placed at the bottom of the calendar, CSHB 26 Finance and CSSSHB 43 Finance, which have not been read.
Was there a desire on the part of the Rules Chairman to post House Bill 43?
Is 43 being worked on right now?
Yes.
We have not read either of the first two items of today's supplemental calendar, House Bill 26 and House Bill 43.
House Bill
43.
Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 43. Finance by the Finance Committee, an act relating to child care facilities and child care assistance and providing for an effective date. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute with a new title and calendar. Signed, Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler and Senator Ferguson. There is a Senate Committee substitute.
Rules, Chairman.
Mr. President, with a twinge of conscience, I'd move and ask unanimous consent to the adoption of the Rules Committee substitute.
Question is, shall the Rules Committee substitute be adopted? Objection to order. Secretary Reed, the Rules Committee substitute.
Senate Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 43 rules by the Rules Committee, an act relating to officers and terms of members of the Legislative Council and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 43 be advanced to third reading and placed for final passage.
Without objection, so ordered.
Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 43 rules, an act relating to officers and terms of members of the Legislative Council and providing for an effective date.
Question is before you. Ready for the question? Senator Dankworth. Are the messages from the House? Question is, ready for the question? Question is, shall
President.
You have the floor.
Yes, brief at ease.
Brief at ease. The Secretary of the Senate, under reasonable agreement, we have items, we have time for one more thing. Well, the Secretary of the Senate,
I object, Mr. President.
I hear you.
It is the bewitching hour.
We have one bill before us.
Mr. President, this is where we've gone awry in the past. We have one bill before us. We have 10 minutes to go. We have 30 minutes to go. We'll take a little recess. We'll come back in at 9:30. I submit to you, Mr. President, I'm not going to move that we adjourn to 10 o'clock. I'm holding you to your word, sir, as a man of honor. And we can come in here tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Whatever is here, we can handle in orderly fashion.
President.
Please
remove
the president.
Yes, Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 43 be returned to the Rules Committee.
Objection, sir. Moving as Secretary Reed, under special committee reports, will Secretary Reed that pre-conference committee report?
June 24, 1981, the Free Conference Committee considering CSHB 297 Finance, appropriation to the Department of Labor, and SCS for CSHB 297 Finance, making various appropriations effective date recommends. Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 297, an act making, amending, adjusting, repealing, and reenacting, and extending appropriations and providing for an effective date be adopted. Signed, Senator Danker, Chairman, concurring, Senators Bennett and Stimson, Representative Montgomery, Chairman, Representative Meekins, and Representative Cotton.
Because I move that the Free Conference Committee report for House Bill 297 be adopted.
The question is, the Free Conference Committee report for 297, House Bill 297 be adopted. Ready for the question?
Question.
May proceed to vote. Does any member desire to change their vote?
One second.
Secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 excused.
Free Conference Committee report has been adopted. Secretary, are there other items on the desk?
There are no other items on the desk.
Any miscellaneous items? Are there any items under unfinished business? Yes. At this moment, Senator Rohde, there is something to needs to be given Senator Ray, I think Senator Gilman, and Senator I think the members of the press have an interest in these two things. If you could just stand for a moment.
Mr. President, would you like this to be read?
Why don't you read it, Senator?
Mr. President, this is a little inaccurate, I might add. The staff of Capitol 81 would like to honor Senator Bill Ray of Juneau as a reporter emeritus for the 12th legislature in first session. Senator Ray has distinguished himself in service to this legislative news program with his accurate, explicit, honest, and forthright monologue. He has also been, on occasion, fair and objective. Finally, the reporters of Capitol 81 appreciate the numerous times Senator Ray has put words in our mouths, spoke to distinguished senator in testimony on the Alaska drug legislation, and so often on the Senate floor. Blah, blah, blah. Senator Ray?
Mr. President, if I might respond, parliamentary inquiry, is the budget open yet for reconsideration?
At your own risk. Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call, not subject to the call of the chair, October 12th through October 25th.
Not objection.
Now, Mr. President, I've had the good fortune of being the freshman of this body this year, and I've had a great deal of wisdom and coaching from my seatmate, and he taught me how to run a free conference committee in about 30 seconds. He didn't take my advice on his free conference committee and Senate Bill 524. And I looked a long time for something, some kind of a present that I could give to Senator Ray that would express my appreciation to all the help that he's given me this year. And without any further fanfare, I would give this to you, Senator, from me, and I think maybe the sentiments of the entire Senate.
Thank you very much, It's an empty box. Thank you very kindly.
It is not an empty box. Appropriate right. To this oddness, so this may be questioned, but we are going to adjourn. Upon adjournment, would Senator Sturgalewski, Senator Victor Fisher inform the House that we have adjourned? And would Senator Rohde and Senator Kelly inform the governor? Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, if there's no further business to come before the first session of the 12th legislature, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate adjourn until January 11th, 1982. Adjourn.